You call A. Philip Randolph and Bayard Rustin two of the most sophisticated activist thinkers. They were involved in the Montgomery bus boycott, a huge development in the civil rights movement, really the beginning of the civil rights movement.
The beginning, right.
And why don't you tell us about them and why you said that about them, and also their feeling that after the civil rights movement, it was going to be economic justice, and it got co-opted, didn't it?
That's right. It got co-opted. That's right.
Tell us about those men.
Yeah. Oh, they were so important. I'd never actually met A. Philip Randolph, but he was one of the mentors of Bayard Rustin, and it was Bayard who, whenever he was anywhere around, I was at his feet. You know, I was just learning as much as I possibly could from Bayard. But they shared a perspective of democratic socialists. And believed, I mean, I heard Bayard say, I can't tell you how many times in how many rooms I heard him say, now that the civil rights movement, now that this would be a little past Montgomery, when the civil rights movement had become really large scale.
Late 50s?
Early 60s. So it was really large scale, sit-in movement and so on. So things are really rocking and rolling. And I heard him say over and over, now that we're a big movement, really pushing things around, we have to tackle the economic institutions. Because if we leave the economy run the way it's run now, in 50 years, we will still have ugly, terrible racism. He was right. And I say it over and over to people who nowadays, especially young people 20-somethings, who are saying, racism is the only thing to face. Racism, that's the front, the cutting edge. Racism, racism, racism. I quote Bayard at them, which is, if we don't tackle economics at the same time as we're tackling racism, we are going to, 50 years from now, we're going to. So the world isn't so simple that we can take one form of oppression and say, if we take care of that, we take care of everything. Just as Bernie appeared to be wrong by always emphasizing economics, so also anti-racists are wrong to only emphasize racism. So that was a huge, huge learning from Bayard. And he kept pushing that. He pushed it. And Dr. King was more and more responsive, of course, and as you know, he lost his life by supporting a trash collectors union, right? And while mobilizing a poor people's campaign, which was to bring together poor white people. How about that? Dr. King organizing white people, as well as Puerto Ricans and Chicanos and black people and so on and so on. So that whole trajectory the civil rights movement was taking was in the direction that Bayard and A. Philip Randolph wanted, and although it was sludgy from their point of view, they wanted it a lot faster to move in that direction. But I think that's actually one reason why Dr. King was killed, because when he moved from the role of a black leader, that is to say a leader of blacks, to a leader of Americans, whatever color, right, on behalf of America and cleaning up America's act, that's where we draw the line. That's more than we can handle. So this was it was really instructive. I learned so much from Bayard. I could go on and on and on about what I learned from Bayard. Yeah.